Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Opponents of critical race theory, known as CRT, are taking their battle against diversity, equity, and inclusion from school board meetings to the campaign trail in the form of large dollar donation to political action committees, or PACs. It's a nationwide trend that began last year, and it continues ahead of next week's midterm elections. In Texas, there's a new anti-CRT PAC that has already helped reshape school boards in some of the state's largest districts. Now it's targeting the State Board of Education. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Pastor John Ogletree won his first election to the school board of the Cypress Fairbanks School District in 2003. Since then, he says, things were mostly calm, quiet, and nonpartisan in the fast-growing rural suburban district just northwest of Houston.
The real issues that we were focusing on was, as the district was growing with over 100 different language groups, we were following the motto and trying to make sure our motto, which was opportunity for all, that's where our focus was.
In 2020, the board signed a resolution condemning racism. At the time, it wasn't controversial. But things changed in Cypress Fairbanks and across the country around June of last year.
It's always wonderful to look out and see this place full.
People in the community began filling the boardroom to speak out against supposed indoctrination, including that resolution on racism. Ogletree says he never saw anything like this in his nearly two decades on the board.
The issue with them was CRT.
Bringing CRT constructs into K-12 education.
That we were doing CRT.
CRT is racist in itself.
That's what started past June in 2021.
Our children are not lab rats. Stop the experimentation.
In November last year, Ogletree and two other incumbents lost re-election. Their opponents opposed diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts.
The statewide average for black teachers is 10%.
One of the new trustees, Scott Henry, implied at a board meeting that neighboring Houston Independent School District, or HISD, with a 36% rate of black teachers, has a higher than average dropout rate because it has more black teachers than most districts.
I don't want to be HISD. I want to be a shining example. I want to be the district standard.
He later denied saying what his statement clearly implied. It wasn't just angry parents that ushered Henry and other so-called anti-CRT candidates into office, says Pastor Ogletree.
Our opponents were very organized, and they had a lot of financial backing.
A new political action committee called Texans for Educational Freedom supported more than two dozen school board candidates across some of the largest school districts in Texas, including Cypress Fairbanks, over the past 2 years. Over half of them won. Eight are on next week's ballot. The PAC says these freedom-minded candidates will fight anti-American values in schools. This fits into a national trend. Dozens of candidates supported by the anti-CRT 1776 PAC swept into school boards across the country over the past year, including in Colorado, New Jersey, Kansas, and Pennsylvania. This year, Texans for Educational Freedom also jumped into elections that will decide statewide curriculum standards, trying to hold off what L.J. Francis calls a social agenda.
That whole agenda of basically making race a very central issue that defines a person and very craftily putting it into textbooks and worksheets.
The South Texas Republican is running for the State Board of Education, which sets curriculum, has veto power over charter schools, and approves textbooks. The anti-CRT PAC supports him in a district currently controlled by Democrats.
This is the most competitive State Board of Education district in the state. So obviously, the Republicans want to flip the seat, and we think we will.
The board is currently split 9-6 in favor of the GOP, and analysts forecast a big year for Republicans due to expected low Democrat turnout for midterms, big spending by GOP groups, and conservatives' deepening interest in controlling education. Matthew Wilson, with Southern Methodist University's Political Science Department, says this is about shaping classroom instruction with future elections in mind.
I think we're going to see more and more of this, a lot more spending on school board races, a lot more money on State Board of Education races, because increasingly people with very strong political and cultural views realize that by the time you're engaging people at age 18, it's almost too late. And in terms of shaping values, it's critical what you can do earlier in people's lives.
Many GOP candidates for the board believe structural racism isn't real. About half the candidates who win this cycle will still be on the board when it takes up history curriculum standards in 2025. The State Education Board also has final say over whether new charter schools, which receive government funding but operate independently, can open in Texas. Jennifer Mitchell is with the Nonpartisan Association of Texas Professional Educators. She says some in the pro-charter lobby have weaponized CRT.
So they're using that as another way to launch arrows at the public schools and the public school teachers and paint the public schools as bad. And then come in and say, that's why we have to fund these options, whether it's private school vouchers or more charter schools.
From local school boards to the State Board of Education, these donors will help decide the expansion rate of charter schools in Texas, what books students can read, and how teachers discuss race and gender. For Here and Now, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh.